was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good afternoon, my friends. There's a riot going on. What a way to wake up to a Saturday morning. And it's right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. In fact, it's more than a riot. It appears to be a stampede to commerce and the beneficiaries in common presentation and enforcement technologies. So my apologies if our email addresses, including Roberta's and Take No Prisoners, have been swamped, folks. We're using all of our available resources and time and intelligence to address the demand. If you haven't guessed, you're listening to the Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we will be continuing today's discussion tomorrow night, Sunday, right here at Republic, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in our regular time slot. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and I have the privilege of being with you today, and thank you very much for joining me. I realize you have a whole list of things that you might be doing today instead of listening to me. It could be visiting Walmart or, better yet, playing with your grandchildren. But since you are here today, our call-in number for your questions is 1-800-313-9443. That is not the number to listen to the program. I'm sorry to have to say that, but my producers on the program have asked me to make that announcement since so many people call up intending to listen through the phone line. The way you listen is through the internet at Republic Broadcasting Network, and you'll have to figure out the call letters of that or the web address of that in Google. So, thank you again for joining me. This morning is Saturday, September 29th. We're well into the beautiful fall season. We've had a remarkably beautiful time. And the fall, I know it's been a dry summer, and since I live on a farm, people are always upset about that, but I can't help enjoying the beauty of the scenery and the dry skies, other than the 1 or 2 days of rain we had this week, and I hope you're enjoying it as well. This weekend's program, today and tomorrow, should be very interesting. We are interviewing someone you really need to listen to if you're looking to get your rap down in the courtroom. He began the interview, He began the hearing by saying to the judge something to the effect of, "A judge, and I don't want to hear any BS coming out of your mouth." And he went on from there, and this judge listened to him, and I assure you, you will pick up half a dozen positive ways to respond to the questions he was answered. He did not let up on the fact that he was the creditor. They had been paid. They had already received the bonded promissory note, and he wanted action and was not going to take any of their nonsense. He knew exactly who he was. We'll also be, we will also be discussing the use of BIC instruments as it applies to collecting on commercial liens, applying BIC to ongoing grand jury investigations and subpoenas, and the specifics of BIC prison extraction. My friends, you don't want to miss it. So we'll be back in 3 minutes after the break. Please join me.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no
bread for the rent. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. My apologies for that little interruption in the last 30 seconds of the last segment. That was my emergency phone line, and that never gets turned off, so I had to answer it. That's live radio, folks. We don't hide anything from you. The other topic we'll be covering specifically today that you don't want to miss is bankruptcy. Some of the tricks that we discussed at the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar, which was held a week or two ago in Albany, New York, and I had the pleasure of doing one of the edits on the audio tapes, which always refreshes my memory because I don't remember the specifics of the exact and particular topics that I addressed. And it was fascinating to me to be able to listen to my own lecture and be able to take notes. So we're going to cover some of those topics today, in fact, in just a few minutes, and I can promise you that you will find them to be of interest to you. And many of you may find they have actual, immediate assistance to you. Sorry, folks, I'm being interrupted again. Actual immediate implications for your particular cases. So, Again, thank you for joining me. I'm sorry for the distractions. They're constant, and I am addressing that, and will do the best I can in the future to make sure we don't get interrupted. The bankruptcy seminar was fascinating. We covered all kinds of particular, usable information that I believe most anybody who's facing a foreclosure action or a collection action and is in dire straits, or as some of the emails I receive indicate, 10 or 12 or 20 foreclosure actions, can truly be of benefit. There are specific strategies that one can apply to immediately slow down the machine. You know, that moment when it feels like it's grinding you up? Well, we can put the brakes on that very handily in all but criminal cases, and there are ways to do criminal cases as well, but not through the bankruptcy. And to actually take back control of the case very quickly. It doesn't take a lot in bankruptcy court. And we're going to be reviewing those procedures in just a few minutes. Before we do, I'd like to mention a couple of things that if you have difficulty reaching one of our email addresses and the email bounces back, might I request that you simply resend the email to me, or to Roberta, or to Brian, or Laura, or whoever you're communicating with, an hour or two later, as we're constantly addressing those accounts and trying to keep them cleared out. Now, I'm not very reachable by email between now and the end of the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat coming up beginning of October, because I am, A, heavily involved in a number of cases, and B, more heavily involved in preparing for that retreat. We're bringing an awful lot of new technology with us to the retreat. That's enforcement technology as well as presentment technology. It's state-of-the-art stuff, such as stage one and stage two direct liquidation procedures, a little bit different than treasury liquidation we've relied upon in the past. And those are three-day liquidations. I can't say they're necessarily completing in 3 days, but that's our target goal. Application of the commercial lien process in even greater detail than the last conference. We're going to be talking about enforcing with bankruptcy quite specifically. I'm going to spend a significant amount of time reviewing trial by notary, a technology that is I think very quickly going to become a formidable enforcement strategy to wake the public up from their arrogance and their ivory towers. Certainly, trial by notary will receive a significant response from them as they try to get out of and evade the subpoenas and summonses and subpoenas duces tecum. We're going to be discussing plaintiff lawsuits in much more detail and actually be designing a complaint and a summons right there on the spot. And we'll be addressing the legal and lawful use of 1099 strategies to enforce a taxable gain upon a taxpayer when the taxpayer accepts liability by dishonoring an instrument, refuses to pay, and the liability is forgiven. So that's a pretty substantial list of additional technologies in addition to the BIC presentment technologies that we'll be reviewing there and that I'm attempting to review on the air with you. Might I suggest that if you are genuinely willing to extend yourself on self-improvement and helping others, that you download the September 2nd, 9th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd editions of the Take No Prisoners broadcasts. The topics that we covered on those programs include the power and authority of notaries nationwide, trial by notary, collecting in bankruptcy, relieving foreclosures, defeating foreclosures, a grand panorama of BIC enforcement strategies, and also intense discussion of BIC presentation, especially in federal cases, as we focused on the last couple of Take No Prisoner broadcasts last weekend. So if you're planning to attend the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, it's really mandatory for your own sake for you to achieve value for your dollar and for the time commitment that you're expending, joining us for really 6 days in seclusion, that you download those programs and study them intensely, and that you review your bankruptcy notes if you attended that conference, and that if there's time, perhaps you consider ordering the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD. The entire course is now available on CD and will be shipped on Monday to those who have ordered it, as the final editing and printing is wrapping up this weekend. And if you have the Rockland tapes or CDs or any of those materials, that you focus in on Folder 4 and the comprehensive administrative remedies that we reviewed on that CD and at that seminar, as they are not only a precursor to the BIC presentment, so you can see how we do things and the structure, and in fact, many of the materials are identical, but some of them are coming back, and we're going to talk about two-stage notary process again at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. Specifically, after one achieves a notary's administrative judgment, then presenting the recipient with a civil assessment and true bill, and basically a secondary process in which a payment instrument is placed into notary escrow, and due presentment, a second due presentment, is tendered by the notary, requesting that they report to the notary or contact the notary within 3 days for the purpose of paying the true bill. And if they fail to contact the notary in 3 days, the notary then marks the original wet signature instrument as noted for protest. In other words, dishonored without cause, and returns it to you, the living man maker of the instrument, at which point that instrument could be attached to the 3-day direct liquidation procedures that I've worked out over the last few weeks. And it might be a very powerful shortcut to achieving the outcomes that we desire, which is namely the disappearance of the case. I don't care how the case disappears. I don't care if they schedule a trial and they fail to show up. I don't care if they stop communicating. I don't care if they issue a secret warrant and it never leaves their computer. I don't care if you hear nothing for 2 or 3 years. I don't care if they issue an order finding some colorable way to terminate the prosecution. I don't care if the prosecutor puts in a motion to terminate the prosecution or withdraws the complaint or any one of 100 other ways I'm sure they can devise in their cleverness to make it disappear. I don't care if the judge disappears. I don't mean that in the Homeland Security sense where people disappear and are never heard from again. Yes, that happens in America, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what mechanism they find to give public enforcement and a public face to memorialize the private process, just so long as it happens. And the techniques that you'll be studying in anticipation of the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, or studying without coming to the retreat, I know the majority of our audience has not attended one of those retreats, and that's fine. That's why we have the program and the mentors out there. But study, 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 and you will find that these materials can, if you so choose and within your powers of discretion, decide to apply these materials to your benefit. So, we're going to get into the specifics of the bankruptcy and a couple more announcements. right after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners on Saturday at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Please join me in 3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back, my friend. This is the Boogieing Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brian has asked me to announce that, let me see if I can figure out what his email says here. Oh, yes. If you're interested in the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar, he says send an email to take to his attention at takenoprisoners@hush.com, and he'll tell you what's involved in it. People have been sending in letters and the like, and it's a little difficult to respond with snail mail. Yes, we have become so spoiled by electronic digits that snail mail is beneath us now, folks. It's actually just so cumbersome, as all of you know. So that would be helpful. That will be available as of Monday. Also, Roberta has alerted me that we're down to 4 remaining positions available at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. And so she asked me to announce that, and I am. And if you're interested in attending, that would be at, you would send an email, please, to robertat@hush.com. Let me just mention that this is the largest crowd we've ever had. Those of you who have attended any of our previous conferences know just how crowded it is. Well, we're squeezing more in. Maybe some in theater style. And so if you're interested in any of those final positions, please send her an email. By the way, we've only had 2 cancellations. Last time we had 25 cancellations. So I don't think there'll be that much flux and flexibility in the last week. So now is the time. Also, at this time, there is no further Law Merchant Leadership Retreat planned. I'm itching to entertain some enforcement procedures for myself. I'm just itching to. In fact, I just returned from the post office and made it to this program in time from sending by registered mail with stamps on the envelope an indemnity bond, and I've got another 2 to send and then another round of 4 that I'm sending in. I am getting my ducks in order for some fun I intend to have and some other cases and procedures I'm going to be concentrating on. So 2008, I have a feeling, will be a time of transition, and there are many mentors out there who are growing in their capability. So you might not need me and you might not hear from me in 2008. We shall see. So if you really need the intervention now, then please send Roberta that email. Also, I'm sitting right here, right in front of me on the computer, with the protocols from the people who are called P-File. They started P-File at Hush.com. They started that email address at my request. They promised me they would put protocols together for filing on people's behalf in a county or multiple counties, and for securing apostilles for those people who are in states where they're making life miserable. I'm looking at the protocols. They were supposed to send them out to everyone yesterday, and they didn't, because I asked them as a personal favor to just let me read them and see if there's anything that I could contribute here that might make things clearer for people, or that we might want to add, or things I felt that they might have trouble securing, or let's see what their promises are and what they can do. So they do have an order form for a notary filing packet. The next page is an order form for a non-notary filing packet. These would be miscellaneous filings, I'm going to presume. I haven't had a chance to read it. I will read it today, get it back to them, and urge them to get it out today or tomorrow. And here's another one for each order form for each separate apostille project. And I presume each of those is a cover page. Yes. Maybe 8 or 10 little checkoffs on it. That's nice. Telling you how to assemble your copies, what to send on, and then having you sign it. That's nice. And there's a simple worksheet. Boy, it sounds like IRS. So if you want to do separate packets, I see they have checkoff sheets for that. You specify the quantity of filings you're doing, the number of copies, and calculate the payment, calculate the shipping, how to package it. Very short and concise. I like it. Very nice. And I will do the benefit of any additions or subtractions. They have final say as to what goes in it. This is not affiliated with me, other than I will provide the courtesy of announcing it. And I've said that to anyone listening to my voice. If you have a technology or a service that can be of assistance to patriots, sovereigns, law merchants, or anyone interested in freedom, please contact me, and I will be happy to promote it if, in my opinion, it provides a valuable service to people. And even if you're making money on it, you're entitled to make some money on your service, your labor, and your knowledge. So I would be happy to throw the full weight of this broadcast behind it, basically a free commercial, and that's what I'm doing here. And I'd like to do as well for Notary Depot at Hush.com. Those folks are hooking lots of people up with BIC-trained notaries. And if you need one, please send an email to them. Just say, I need a notary and I'm in the following state, and that would be notarydepot@hush.com. The filing and apostilling is from the folks you can contact at pfile, as in Peter file, pfile@hush.com, and just drop them an email as well. So let's get back to bankruptcy. Oh, boy, bankruptcy. You know, if anyone says to you, the United States is bankrupt, you would have to prove that to me. What are you going to say? Going to start arguing like usual? How about asking them a simple question? Possible law. Liability. bankruptcy. We'll pick this up after the break. It's a long segment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with me. So, you say, friends, that you're under attack, that your house is going to be sold tomorrow, that you're facing administrative foreclosure or judicial foreclosure. Is that what's ailing you, my friend? Or you have 3 credit card companies that are suing you, and you anticipate they will successfully achieve judgments and then put a lien on your house? My friends, are you being garnished at work by the Internal Revenue Service? Is that what's happening in your life? Is the state taxing agency coming after you? Is your life a living hell, my friends? Well, have I got a remedy for you? And it is called filing a bankruptcy action. Now, we probably don't have the time, even in this program, all 4 hours of it this weekend, to review all of the particulars of bankruptcy. But why don't we discuss just a few simple possibilities? Just as a little background, to file a bankruptcy action, you go to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court website, pay them a little visit, and download some of the forms for filing the action. There's a Form 1 and other forms leading up to Form 6. Fairly simple forms. They're financial forms. Most of them are financial statements in one way or another. And Form B6, Bankruptcy 6, has subforms, schedules, which would list the debtor in bankruptcy's personal property, the secured creditors who have a security interest in the debtor or the debtor's property, the unsecured creditors, and priority and non-priority versions of secured and unsecured creditors. And so, my friends, let me just hypothesize, for instance, that we have three friends in a group, close-knit friends who have been through the wars. Excuse me, friends, we're being interrupted again. Why don't I just tell you what's going on? My wife is clearing out the garbage during the radio program. Dear, would you like to say hello? She's shy. She's leaving the room. Just so you don't think that I'm taken with self-importance, I can always rely upon things around here to ensure that I don't become arrogant or believe that I matter any more than anybody else. Because frankly, it's me and the dogs and cats here against the rest of the world. So at least we put an end to the garbage pail noises. So thank you for putting up with that. My apologies, friends. So just imagine that you're one of three close-knit friends in a study group. And we know how closely aligned we become in these groups. Let's say friend one perfects a lien against some sort of offeror. Let's say a bank. And friend number two decides to sue friend number one. Now, mind you, I would say that friend number one should be the guy in the group who has a zero credit rating. What's that you say, my friends? That's all of you in the group? Well, very good. Then we have lots of flexibility here. So friend number two, who has a negative 700 FICO score, sues friend number one, who has a zero FICO score. And he sues him for whatever grounds he can think of. It could be an invoice, it could be a security interest, it could be a $5 million promissory note that's owed. Let me suggest maybe it should be in excess of $10,000. And the fellow he's suing, the poor hapless defendant in the case, has a beautifully constructed and perfected commercial lien against the bank. How did he achieve that commercial lien? Because he attempted to pay the debtor's liabilities on a credit card, on a foreclosure, whatever, on an auto loan.
Thank you.
back. And I guess we had another disconnect. We had one during each program last week. I'll ask my producer to whisper in my ear and let me know how long I've been off the air so that we can reconstruct the program. Well, how long have we been off the air, John? Was I off for a minute? Okay, folks, so I was off for a minute. My apologies for that. We have some electronic gremlins, and I'm going to be very, very careful to watch that. I'm not the cause of it on my computer. So let me just go back and say that we have friend number two suing friend number one, and friend number one has a perfected security interest in a bank. Now, friend number one also has a zero credit rating, but as I mentioned, and I don't know if you heard me, it's highly likely that everyone in your group has a credit rating somewhere between minus 764 FICA and zero because of your, you know why that is? Because you have opted to opt out. You have elected to opt out of the United States in the areas it considers most valuable, and you've decided to label your email accounts, I am sovereign, I am a divine sovereign, the highest form of sovereign on the face of planet Earth, at hush.com. And you've decided to try and exist in both worlds at once, and you're having a little trouble doing that. So friend number one has perfected a security interest against the bank. And how has friend number one managed such a thing? Very simply. Friend number one issued a bonded promissory note or bonded promissory notes to the bank or banks to achieve set off of credit card and foreclosure type liabilities, auto loans, whatever it may be. And as I was saying, I don't know if you heard this, and my apologies if this is repeating the information before the interruption, but the bank will, of course, reject the instrument in some fashion, and they'll do it without a notice of dishonor. That's because it's impossible for them to score a notice of dishonor because the instrument is being written by you, and your bank is the Department of Treasury executing on an indemnity bond that you placed on file for this specific purpose. So my argument to the bank, or my question to the bank, would be, excuse me, Mr. CFO of the bank, can you show me how the promissory note I signed in representative capacity, oh, you didn't see the little buy next to my signature? How that promissory note is superior to, backed by nothing, I might add, is superior to the promissory note that has been delivered to your grubby little hands by the notary, which is being routed through and funds made available on the bonded promissory note through a bond that has been placed on deposit with the Secretary of the Treasury such that the account is fully funded. Will you please explain to me how the earlier instrument is superior to the one that is funded in a manner that it can be seen privately and publicly? In fact, would you like to take both instruments? Would you like to enjoy the opportunity to take both instruments into a judicial forum somewhere, even my own judicial forum, and see which is superior? Would you like to compare the instruments under oath? Because I'll be happy to give you that opportunity, and I've got three notaries standing behind me who will issue a subpoena backed by the power to arrest you if you fail to show. And in fact, the notaries have a right to hear your attorney's arguments and dismiss them and hold them in contempt if necessary to enforce your testimony. Would you like that opportunity? By the way, that's in effect what our 3-day offer of immunity, the first stage of BIC enforcement, what we call stage two, basically conveys to them. That's the representation we make to them, that these things I'm mentioning here will come to pass, including you having to pay the taxable gain on at least half of the face value of that instrument. So, friend number two sues friend number one, and friend number one has as its primary asset a commercial lien perfected on the dishonor of those bonded promissory notes. And friend number two goes to court and files a summons and complaint, which can be as simple as a one-paragraph complaint stating cause one is failure to honor the attached security agreement or failure to pay the attached invoice. And he files, along with the complaint and the summons, friend number two files, if I said friend number one, I meant friend number two, files a motion for summary judgment. It doesn't even have to be a petition, because all of this process would camouflage cleanly in the public. A legal fiction defendant, friend number two's straw party, coming in as plaintiff against a legal fiction defendant straw party similarly named to friend number one. And when friend number one fails to show at the court hearing on that $5 million or $250,000 lawsuit, whatever value you attribute to it, then friend number two walks away with a summary judgment based upon the default. In other words, we converted a default into a summary judgment with prejudice. Res judicata, stare decisis, ultra vires. And friend number two now carries that with a smile on his face in his breast pocket when he departs from his general post office postal matter pickup. Now, what does friend number two do with that? Well, there are a number of options that we might have. What if friend number three shows up with three other, let's say two other parties, but in this case, let's discuss three other parties, all of them notaries public, all of them creditors to friend number two. So we're looking at friends number three, four, five, and six, I guess. Friend number three has an invoice in which he provided services to friend number two. Friends number four, five, and six may have invoices, security interests, promissory notes, anything at all that they're holding on friend number two. Do you think this is complicated? How long would it take experienced people like you to put together an invoice to one of your friends? 10 minutes? The structure is all laid out right here. So now we have friends 3, 4, 5, and 6 armed to the teeth with security interests. And what do friends 3, 4... Who is friend 3? Friend 3 is your best litigator, because friend number 3 goes to the bankruptcy court website and downloads the petition and summons to file an involuntary bankruptcy on friend number two. So it's friend number three, a creditor, who's going to be dealing with the trustee. And let me show you how easy this will be. Friend number three takes a morning and downloads, not even a morning, a fraction of a morning, to download the involuntary bankruptcy complaint and the summons to be delivered to friend number two. And friend number three, on behalf of friends three, four, five, and six, which would be friend number three, the litigator in the group, and friends number four, five, and six, notaries public, representatives of the Secretary of State of that state or other states, who happen to have some form of held evidence of liability, a bond, a promissory note, an invoice, whatever, a service contract, on friend number two. And so now there are four creditors who will be appearing in this involuntary bankruptcy action. Friend number three files with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in a one-hour trip to the court, ensuring that friend number two will be receiving a summons to appear for an involuntary bankruptcy action. But friends, this is better than Dallas, including the season when Bobby had a dream.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the final few minutes of the first hour of the Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners. By the way, you hear this, friends? That's the sound of chains. Actually, I'm only speaking to all you married folks out there. Speaking of my wife earlier collecting the garbage during the radio program, let me just say that my wife and I have been very happy for at least 20 years. And then we met each other. So that's my Henny Youngman joke for this afternoon. Anyway, let's put the chains aside and pick up where we left off. In summary, we have six friends in a group. This could be done by two. It could be done by three. But we have one who has developed a perfected commercial lien. And folks, if I'm talking like I have no doubt in my commercial liens, you can bet I have no doubt. If I perfect a commercial lien, that company is going to pay because I'm going to give them 3 days on an offer of immunity to pay after they have defaulted. And if they fail to pay, I am going to deliver a notice of lien sale, which we're going to unleash at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. How do I know that works? It worked with me. A storage unit delivered one to me when the bank returned our check. I think I told the story. The bank cashed my check, and then they wrote a duplicate check 21 electronic check and put that through, and it bounced, of course, because we keep the account at close to zero. And the vendor, even though I was holding the canceled check, the vendor refused to honor it and sent me a notice of lien sale. And by the way, she's on my list for 2008. Not for revenge, but because I am going to attempt to save her. She purports to be a Christian, and she is going to learn exactly that if she is going to speak ill of the Lord by not behaving as a Christian in his presence, then she is going to learn that the word of the Lord can indeed come from different pathways. And it can arrive swiftly and strongly. And she's on my 2008 list. So if I'm not giving Law Merchant Leadership retreats, you'll understand why. Anyway, I loved what she did, and I took that idea and manufactured a notice of lien sale to make the point in half a page instead of 20 pages to the attorney and the CFO for the bank. Here's a copy of the newspaper ad for the property that I am selling, which just happens to be the closest branch of your bank. And I am going to stand on the steps and offer a quitclaim deed on your branch backed by my self-executing power of attorney, your default on the administrative remedy, your default on the notice of fault, and your default on the notice of default, and your default on the three-day offer of immunity. And if you want to try and take me down in your statutory courts, bring it on, because I'll be auctioning off the courthouse as well. And I'm not kidding. So when I say that friend number one, you, my friend, have a perfected commercial lien, I'm not kidding there either. Don't send me an email and say, well, Sam, I've got all these liens and they're just ignoring them. That's your fault, because they won't ignore my liens. So just keep that in mind. My friends, when we return for the second hour of Take No Prisoners, we're going to explore what friends 3, 4, 5, and 6 can do in bankruptcy court. In fact, I suggest they give up the Yankees tickets and file the involuntary bankruptcy, because it's a hell of a lot more fun. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Join me for the second hour.
It's true.